following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday that clears the way for all states to permit sports betting, New Jersey expects to be the first state outside of Nevada to offer it. Delaware, Mississippi, New York, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia could all soon follow. Here in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker is asking state lawmakers to give sports betting serious thought.
The question here is to talk to our colleagues in the legislature to determine what the opportunities associated with this in Massachusetts might be and how do we make sure we mitigate what some of the downsides are.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo says sports betting could be a source of much-needed revenue for the state, but he's also looking for feedback from lawmakers.
I'm not sure how many people are right there right yet in terms of whether it is or isn't. Can be done this session? Yeah, I would imagine it would.
Sports teams and online gaming companies are waiting for word on what Massachusetts and other states will do now. We'll hear shortly from the CEO of Boston-based DraftKings on that. But first, we hear about the teams whose success or failure could soon be the basis for legal betting. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer is following their reaction and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So everyone from the major professional sports leagues to IndyCar racing to the Thoroughbred Racing Association, horse racing, has something to say about the court decision.
Yes, everybody does have something to say about it, and I don't think it will come as any surprise that the reaction from the four major professional leagues centered around the integrity of the game. They were all saying we have to protect the integrity of the game and maintain fans' confidence that we are playing fair games unaffected by the betting that might be going on the side.
Traditionally, they've shunned this idea.
Yeah, they have, though there has been some softening of that position as I think they've seen where this is all headed. I mean, the Supreme Court's ruling was anticipated that they would rule in favor of the state's right to legalize gambling. That being said, the NBA in particular and the NFL are strongly advocating for a federal framework. They really want national guidelines to govern how betting takes place in every state. And I should also mention that the NHL took a slightly different approach. They are sort of a more wait and see, and they emphasize the fact that what the ruling yesterday will not immediately affect anything going on in the NHL.
All right. What about the reaction from the local teams here in Boston?
Well, I reached out to the Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, and Bruins, and not surprisingly, they referred me back to the statements from their respective leagues. I think they're also in a bit of a wait-and-see posture, not wanting to wade too deeply in right now before they have time to assess all the ramifications.
Are any team owners speaking out here or elsewhere?
Well, I think it will come as no surprise that Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, was particularly outspoken about this issue. And he's, in fact, outspoken about most issues that affect sports teams and leagues. And he said that any owner of a major league sports team should expect the value of their franchise to double.
Because of this?
Because of this. He sees this as completely changing the landscape in which fans consume sports and therefore creating a lot of opportunities for sports franchises to capitalize on that.
Well, this might be an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Since you're right here in front of me, what's the future look like, do you think?
Well, it's really hard to predict. I think one thing that's for sure is we will see the major professional leagues advocate for that federal framework that I mentioned before. Obviously, you don't want one set of rules governing betting in Pennsylvania and another set governing betting in New Jersey. That would be an absolute headache for the leagues. I think there also may be some readdressing of some tricky situations. For example, in Houston, you have an owner of their NBA team who also happens to own a Las Vegas casino. They've dealt with that, but they may have to revisit that now. And I think you're going to see the four major professional leagues look for a way to profit off of this legalized sports betting if they haven't already investigated that. And it's worth noting that Major League Baseball and the NBA have proposed that states mandate a 1% kickback to the leagues for basically assuming added risk. They see this, or they're calling this, an integrity fee or a royalty to the league.
Yeah, they should probably call it something else other than a kickback.
Exactly, yes.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.